about the offense today?
Well, I think we practiced pretty good. The cool air helped us out a little bit, you know, and had a few guys missing. Chris Harris didn't practice this morning. Kayvon still didn't go, so we had some limitations in some spots, but I thought we were pushing through. You know, we just got to keep going.
Is that the response you hope for, given obviously you weren't happy with yesterday?
Yeah, I think we kind of, we have times in practice where, you know, we got to push through this period and stuff like that. That's football, and we got to continue to work on that and grow from that. We improved from yesterday, you know, but we're practicing 70 degrees today, so we should be moving around pretty good. So, you know, that's ball. They're responding, and just need to find our consistency in what we're doing.
We're moving some guys around at guard there, Gary, Connor McGovern.
Yeah, well, we got some things going on, Mike. You know, Max practice limited today, did practice. Obviously, Ty's going to be out for, you know, it's going to be a day-to-day situation right now with his elbow. So you got Connor, you got Schofield who slides in and out. Weems is really starting to look like a pretty good football player for this team, so we're trying to give him every opportunity. Dylan Day, and of course Brick is going to have to play two spots. You know, for instance, I'm talking about he's going to have to, you know, play two spots. You got to play some guard along with center because you know that's what helps you play seven guys. So we're kind of rotating them, giving them all an opportunity to compete.
Gary, to that end, can you speak to Matt Bredis and just kind of how far he's come in a year, really kind of being the anchor of the offensive line?
Yeah, Matt's becoming a really good player. Every snap last year he took. That's unusual in football. That kid did not miss a snap the whole season. He loves to play. He's a leader of our offensive football team right now as this quarterback deal continues to develop, you know, but I think Matt's been a leader throughout the course of the offseason and continues to do that now.
What was Harrison's issue, Chris?
His hamstring tightened up, and we were kind of had a purpose in practice this morning. We were trying to shorten individuals, shorten some things, and get to practice quicker, team okay. quicker, and make them adjust because that's, you know, that's how the game is. So he was tight, and he wanted to go. I pulled him out. So.
I know you said the tight ends were a little bit of a concern coming in because they didn't get much in OTAs.
Well, obviously, Virgil was a red-hot player of the day, you know, here at Dove Valley. I mean, what a day he had. He made a bunch of plays in the red zone. And, you know, we're kind of got a little program. We've been working with Virgil trying to keep him healthier than he's been in the past. I think he's responded. I think Jeff's doing a good job. A couple of young players there coming in. So, you know, we just got to keep going. But it's a competitive position that was a little bit behind when we came to camp.
With the injuries at corner, what can that do for a guy like B.J. Lowry season reps?
Yeah. Now, I've been told you pronounce his name Lowry, so we got to make sure we get that right. Okay. He's obviously getting a ton of reps. And I think y'all saw Doss show up today. Doss had a really good day. You know, Nix is becoming such a better player. So, you know, when your two starting corners are out, Bradley hadn't missed a day. Bradley's really having a good camp. But, we're finding out who's going to be 4, 5, 6, you know, those type of things. So, good competition.
Gary, what's the latest on Vaughn and his progression?
Vaughn's up to about an hour, 25 minutes of practice right now. We haven't went past that with he and Russell right now. That's kind of a plan. So we may stick through that through Chicago before we take another step forward. So, but they're doing good. He's doing really good.
Huh? He's on track. Absolutely.
Yeah, Vaughn's on track. He looks really good.
Gary, does it seem like one day one quarterback looks better and then the next day the other quarterback looks?
Well, it's probably that way at every position. You just happen to be asking about that one, you know. But guys have good days and rough days. But, you know, Mike, I think what's going on is they're all playing, you know, they're all doing good stuff, you know. And then there's struggles at times and those type of things, you know. But it's very, very competitive. I want to watch them play. I'm really excited. You know, we're looking forward. We play next week, a week from today, am I right? And, I want to get them out there. I'm going to put a number of throws on each one of them. And, that's going to have a lot to do with a decision-making time, to be honest with you. But right now I think they all continue to do their job, and we'll just see.
Have you thought about how you'll split up the QB reps?
No, I haven't even thought about it. Not yet.
With Marlon Brown, was it just that back?
Yeah, you know, Marlon came here with an issue with the back that held him out in Baltimore last year. He wanted to try to play through it, so we gave him an opportunity to do that. It continued to bother him and flared up. So what Marlon's going to do is he's going to go get this thing taken care of. And I think he's got a bright future. And so hopefully he bounces back quick and he's back in this league very quick. But we thought a lot of them did a great job. And hopefully he can get healthy here.
You said he's day-to-day, but is Ty?
Yeah.
Elbow brace. Is that a concern to you? Or?
Well, I know he's going to be back. We're just, what we did is we put him in a brace, and so we're trying to monitor him. You guys, I don't know if y'all noticed, but he works really hard, you know, after practice and stuff. So we're kind of trying to put him through practice, but he can't bang right now. He can't straighten it out. So it's going to be a day-to-day deal before we can put him back out there playing with the brace. So, you know, I just have to wait and see.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, y'all have a good day. Okay.